Yes, I began to receive my first complete downloads. I saw the dances. I saw the lighting grids, both where the lights hung, high up above the stage, their colors, their angles, and precisely when they would be cued. Yes, I was shown precisely when these lights, they would be cued. All of these details of this first solo tour, they were simply dictated straight into me. All I needed to continuously allow, it was my innocence and my openness. Yes, my innocence and my openness. These two, they would allow spirit to speak through my house, spirit to speak through me. As timing it neared my opening night's performance, this was the summer of 1989. I knew to invite familiar faces into the studio for an intimate preview. To dance, I would first, for people I knew, afore I would dance for strangers, solo. The afternoon before my actual premiere, I lay upon my bedroom floor completely paralyzed. I knew to ask in, to my unconscious self, what is it that I am afraid of? What is it that I am so afraid of? The answer, it came as swift as a lark, as if it was waiting for me to ask it. It took me by surprise, complete and utter surprise, its reply I did not expect at all. Not this, I did not expect. A wee voice inside of me this time, it was my own ego. It promptly peeped up, and it told me this. That every time while I was in the midst of dance company performances, every time that I was ever on stage alone, it, my ego, convinced itself of this, that the audience, it was not watching me. Rather, they were seizing this golden opportunity to check their programs or to blow their noses. My ego had convinced itself that the audience was not looking at me. Yes, my ego, it had convinced itself that the people were not looking at me. And so this is how my ego, it could allow me to dance on stage alone. Yes, me to dance on stage alone. With nothing to mask me, not even a microphone. So when it was the eve afore my opening night, this time solo, for the entire night, I had to shift this age-old illusion. I had to step into the light. Yes, I was called to step out into the light. I had no choice but to realize, to fully acknowledge in every muscle, sinew, and bone that anyone who would set foot in that theater on that night, they would be coming in for to see me. They would be coming in that night specifically to see me. There was nowhere to hide. There was nowhere I could hide. And so I was shown this. To imagine that I was standing, my feet hip-width apart, my arms long and extended down by my sides, with my palms facing forward, with my palms beaming light. And as I envisaged this in my mind's eye, I was to speak these words silently inside my own heart. This is who I am. Take me as I am, or don't take me. This was how I was trained by Spirit, the best and most loving teacher of all, to be transparent, to be fearless, to reveal everything about me. And this, my initial solo dance tour, it did progress rapidly. Within the first performance, the buzz, it began. Hot show, not to be missed. This is going to be a sellout. You must see this. More people began to tell me this, that there was a growing enterprise around my solo performances. My ego, it was still much alive. Its job, like yours, was to ensure my safety and my groundedness. It had quite the task at hand in my solo touring to fulfill. It has quite the task now too, yes. It has quite the task now too. As this tour progressed and the expectations grew, mounting daily, it seemed, of people eager to see, to be present, to experience for themselves my solo show. There's a camel on my back. the inner workings of a cactus. This is what it named itself, meaning I have all the resources within me to respond to everything that I am called to. Yes, to rise up to everything that I am called to. And so as this media pressure it mounted and this buzz around me it grew, spirit it gave my ego something precious, an elixir to quiet it. It gave me this. Don't think too much, don't think too much, don't think too much. I was to chant this incessantly inside my head. And when it allowed, what it allowed was for no thoughts, repeat, no thoughts whatsoever to enter my head. For intuition, spirit then reigned. Yes, intuition, spirit then reigned. This mantra, it nulled out my fear. It gave fear no room to exist.